At the heart of the administration's decision to ease proposed mercury emission standards is the argument that there's no affordable technology to remove the toxic metal from coal. But several entrepreneurs say they have shown this is not the case. New to the marketplace are a handful of mercury-eliminating systems that are ready for purchase. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Entrepreneur Ted Venners knows how important coal still is to the nation's energy supply. Standing at a coal rail yard outside Denver, Venners explains coal accounts for about 50% of the fuel mix. Here, a mile's worth of rail cars are filled to capacity.
They're stacked up, as you can see here. I mean, there are trains just standing waiting to go.
Venners knows the business well. He sold some Wyoming strip mines he owned for tens of millions of dollars back in the 1980s. It was certainly enough to retire on, but easily bored, Venners decided to get back into the business, this time with a focus on fuel efficiency. Venners knew he could make coal more efficient by eliminating some of its water weight. That way he could both ship it for less and give his customers a higher grade fuel. So in collaboration with a Stanford University scientist, he got to work designing a coal compression system. The technology works like a giant pressure cooker that heats the coal and squeezes out water. Venners demonstrated the process using a model in his office.
When the coal comes in here on the top, it's about 30% water. When it comes out in the bottom here, it's about 5% water.
And water's not all that comes out during the pressurization. As Venner soon realized, the system also removes 70 to 80% of the mercury locked in coal, as well as a good bit of other air toxics like sulfur and oxides of nitrogen. Removing these pollutants had not been his original goal, but the more he evaluated the process, the more he saw the value.
I could see that if we take out the pollutants on the front end, it's much cheaper to do that than to deal with it once you've combusted and you have these huge gases and you have all these emissions and everything you've got to deal with on the back end. I mean, why make a problem and then figure out how to clean it up? I mean, if you actually have an option of dealing with it before you make the problem.
But convincing clients to adopt this view and pay to install this technology has been a challenge for Venners, and he's not alone. Praveen Amar is policy director for a group of state air quality administrators in the Northeast. He says there are a handful of other companies with mercury control systems that are ripe for commercialization.
The technology is here. It's just not being applied because it's not being required to be applied.
For instance, several firms are working on a control technology known as activated carbon. That would just add about 1% to the cost of fuel.
It's like a charcoal. Activated carbon injection, what you do is you inject large amounts of carbon into the exhaust gas of the power plant, and mercury then gets collected on the surface of this activated carbon. And it's able to control mercury in many cases up to 90-95%.
With so many private industry players poised to offer mercury controls, Felice Stadler of the National Wildlife Federation says it's important now for environmentalists to work with these emerging industries to get the word out.
We need to get this message out to the public, especially at a time when utility companies and members of Congress and the White House and EPA are arguing that utilities need more time to meet any kind of mercury controls because there isn't technology. We know there is technology, so it's time that they install it.
For now, companies like Ted Venner's KFX will continue the hard sell, working to convince utilities that paying for environmental controls now makes sense for the long term, both for the environment and their bottom lines. Alice Norbury, NPR News.